Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 2nd of March of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to John Bon Jovi. On this day in history, in 1949, in the USA, the Lucky Lady 2 made the world's first non-stop round-the-world flight. It was made by this B-50 Superfortress plane, the Lucky Lady 2, which raises questions about what happened to the Lucky Lady 1 and how lucky she actually was. Celebrations today include National Banana Cream Pie Day and National Old Stuff Day, so get your potassium on while you go through weirdly explicit sexual letters between 1890s lovers. That's where the cream comes in. Your guest today is historical Raj reenactor and international interplanetary space lawyer, Anuvab Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alice. I have just returned from fighting 3 very important real estate cases on Mars, and I'm happy to be back, and I'm happy to be on your show. I've been away for about 4 or 5 years, so I hope not much happened.
Well, you can't have been away for 3 or 4 or 5 years because you were here last week.
I get very confused with intergalactic time and British time. It's confusing.
I'm so glad that we have you into the studio today because, of course, today we're going to be exploring the latest in space news with a number of exciting stories coming out of space and back onto Earth. But first, some headlines. In the news today, the Democratic primaries rage on in North America as a rise in questions about the ethics of campaign spending has led to candidates launching innovative new fundraising campaigns, including a set of branded Democratic articulated action figurines. The all-ages collectible figurines are fully biologically accurate from hair tips to anuses and are anticipated to plug a big hole in the party's budget. If successful, they may lead to a lot more branded merchandise aimed at the voters of the future, so keep an eye out for that. And Nish Kumar's branded line of sportswear, Get Jacked, is back on sale after a multi-million-dollar class action lawsuit against the brand. Kumar won a settlement of $14 and the right to continue to market his bullshit lifestyle brand online. Asked for comment, Kumar has just said, "F*** yeah, let's get jacked together." And in cryptocurrency news, according to report, a partnership with Gemini Crypto Exchange will allow users to actualize digital assets like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Leapia coin, which is only worth anything on the 29th of February. The Winklevoss brothers, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, have decided to collaborate with a social network to develop a solution for users who use blockchain coins called CoinCoin, which will visualize and print out crypto coins that you can put in your wallet and trade for goods and services. So keep an eye out for that. And that is your headlines for today. Now it's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Are you a curly girl on a day with high humidity?
Oh no, I have a meeting and my hair looks a mess.
Try wetting down your frizz with a few fistfuls of water. The professional choice for a head of curls. The first 10 orders get an extra half glass of water so you can get a quick pre-meeting toothbrushing in for free. Take any presentation to the next level with sleek, shiny teeth and hair. For the business person on the up and up. Half a glass of water, pro. Spoken by Alice Fraser of the Business Solutions. Please consult your hairdresser if frizziness persists. Remember, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend half a glass of water for rinsing out your mouth, and the other one's not a dentist. Half a glass of water. It speaks for itself.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
The top story today, of course, is all the news from space. Anubhav Pal, you're our space expert. What's happening in space news today?
Well, Alice, I have to admit, I had to go back to space. And, you know, for full disclosure, I went back wearing Nish Kumar's Get Jacked t-shirt. Not ideal for space travel, just so you know.
Well, I hear it's waterproof and watertight, so it's probably not quite as good as a spacesuit.
Yeah, it's both those things. But what they had not planned for $12.99 plus tax, is that it's not zero gravity proof. They really need to make those hoodies zero gravity proof if they want intergalactic customers. It's just how it's going to be. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is I have been going to space because, as you know, India was the last player to send a rover onto Mars. We did a Mars mission in 2014. And the thing about the Indian Mars mission was that it wasn't the first, obviously, because the Americans sent the orbiter into space, but we were the cheapest.
Yeah, the Americans sent the orbiter and then, of course, established the penal colony out there. But then India has decided to kind of engage in the penal industry, the space Mars penal industry, and they've sent up their own ship. But it was the cheapest, you say?
Well, I'll explain this to you, Alice. So the Americans sent the orbiter and sent up the legal system there, right?
Yes.
Now, we said, like what we do on Earth, we can do this legal thing cheaper. It's called outsourcing. Why don't you outsource the legal work? We'll send a cheaper lawyer in a much cheaper spacecraft.
So out of space sourcing, as it were.
Exactly. I can't even say the word, but that's my profession. That's what I do for a living. Thank you for telling me who I am, Alice. I'm that word you just said, slash advocate. Now, one of the things that's going on with the Indian space mission is because it was so cheap and it was basically assembled with, you know, some household goods, parts of a Honda, some noodles, and someone's leftover single malt bottle, everyone thought that it was going to last about 5 months.
Yes.
Now, it's lasted 5 years.
Wow.
And what I had gone to space to do was I had gone to this American court of law, as it were, where I had to present a case that basically said that the Indian space mission, the Indian Mars mission, was cheaper than the movie Gravity. And to support me, I had an India Today article from September 25th, 2019. I had to travel back in time to get the article. Anyway, not important. Point is, we were supposed to be around only for 6 months. We've been around for 5 years. And therefore, I presented a case to the Americans on Mars saying, why do you spend so much on space missions? We can do it much cheaper. We've been doing it on Earth. Learn from the Chinese. Learn from us. If you've got 2 empty Coke bottles, a straw and a vase, we can get you to Uranus. This is what I was trying to say.
Now, of course, you have been most recently on the ground in Mars, as it were. What do you say to the news that seems to be leaking out that there's some unrest among the prison population on Mars?
This is the thing. As I've said everywhere else, if you give people social media, there's going to be trouble. You know? These people are out on Mars. They're tweeting. Now they have opinions. There's like a left wing and a right wing in Mars. And they're physically living on different parts of Mars. And, you know, it all comes down as you...
Well, wait. I do not want this to be a gotcha interview. But were you not the person who shipped TikTok to Mars in the first place?
I did.
So I feel like you should take some responsibility for this, Anubhav.
I did. But to be really fair to me, all I wanted to do was go to Mars and tell people, hey, see, isn't this a really funny video of a joint family that's made this infant into a cricket ball? That's all I was trying to do. I didn't know that would spark a revolution, Alice. I'm sorry. And you found out. So maybe, you know, I don't know who told you. Maybe I was caught at that Get Jacked store on Mars that I was shopping at. I don't know who caught me, but you've been informed. And I'm sorry that this TikTok video did it. But yes, social media is now poisoned Mars. This is the situation. And my argument of cheap outsourcing is basically coming out of that, saying Mars is done now. It's done. It's just like Earth. It's done. So if it's just like Earth, why can't you do it for cheaper?
Well, that's our top story for today. Anyone who wants to stay in tune on Mars news can follow Anuvab Pal on Twitter. What's your account there, Anuvab?
I think it goes by @AnuvabPal.
It's @AnuvabPal, and look that up. But please, if you do have any relatives or friends on Mars, do not release that Twitter handle to them, because he's in a bit of trouble with the prison population of Mars right now. And now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Sir and or Madam and or Alice, it's mainly me and Anuvab today, but thank you. I'm growing quite concerned that certain aquatic special interest groups may be influencing your coverage of news and editorial content. What steps have you taken to make sure there's a firewall between sales and news divisions? Dryly yours, Andy, Chairman for Citizens of Drier Throats in America. Andy, we have impeccable integrity here at The Last Post. We have our ad section. Of course, this podcast is funded by ads. It would be very difficult to put out a daily podcast that did not have any kind of advertisement funding, but very clearly delineate the difference between our promoters and our own opinions. And I may, as a person, enjoy the product that I promote, but I will never allow that to leak into my coverage. If there was any negative news that came out about half a glass of water, I would cover it impartially, honestly, and fully. I give you my word as a podcaster, and you know how good that is. Thank you for your concern, though. I appreciate it. I'm glad that we have an audience that will keep us in check. And although the CEO of this podcasting company often says audiences are c***s, I think you are fine. And more letters from you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow if you like, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Otherwise, these ones won't make sense. Your guest today was the Honourable Anuvab Pal, back on planet after his recent controversial trip to Mars. Thank you for coming, and thank you for talking with us honestly. I'm sorry if I put you on the spot a little bit there.
It's a pleasure and an honour, Your Honour. Sorry, Alice. Sorry, I'm still in my court phase. It takes a bit of jet lag to get out of Mars.
Do you have anything to plug while you're back on Earth, Anuvab?
Well, I do have a show coming up at Soho Theatre on the 27th of April, but more than plugging that, I just want to say one last thing about your query or the letter person who had an issue with advertising, Alice, that we heard from just a little before. The person said they were worried about ads and so on. I'd just like to tell them there's one ad that used to be very popular in India once Coca-Cola was thrown out of the country, which I think would help this person.
Oh, yes.
Because it's really honest advertising. When Coca-Cola was thrown out of the country, India came up with its own drink, and it was called Campa Cola, with the stolen formula of Coca-Cola. It was really, really bad. No one drank it. And after a while, they had all these ads that said, Campa Cola, it is what it is. And in your defense, Alice, I feel like there's a certain honesty to the commercials and in your sponsors. And I feel like it's inspired by the Campa Cola kind of advertising.
Well, I appreciate your support very much, Anuvab, and I know that you are not against advertising. In fact, your entire podcasting is always surrounded by product placement, and if people can listen carefully, they'll be able to distinguish what products you have surrounded yourself with today. I know you get a lot of the funding for your space missions from that kind of sponsorship, and I think that is a great thing. You're doing great work over there on Mars, and however you fund that, particularly if it's harmless things like, you know, having drugs or products surrounding you and infusing the audio of your conversation, I think that is a well worthy enterprise.
Thank you, Alice. I did not bring up Rakesh Jasmine tea. You did.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs and or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life or upcoming show dates. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers...
Amazing.
..that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
OK.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.